Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Sydney, galing pa sa kanyang vineyard sa Coldstream, Siggy Bacani, at ating pag-uusapan, panibago naman, hindi wine kung hindi beer. Magandang araw.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you. I like the weather this week. Better than the last three.
Yes. Anyway, nung huli tayong nag-usap, pinag-usapan natin kung paano natin i-introduce ang wine sa lutuing Pinoy.
Correct. Yes.
At sa pagkakataong ito, may bago ka namang initiative. Dinadala mo naman ang Gawang Pinoy sa Australia na nais mong ipakilala naman ang panlasang Pinoy sa lutuin ng mainstream Australia.
Yes, and I'm so excited because it's kind of the same challenge, but like what I've mentioned with you before, for me it's about exploring our gastronomy with Australian cuisine. And so being able to bring Filipino craft beer made in the Philippines from all natural native ingredients and introducing it to the wider Australian audience is really exciting for me because Australia is a beer country. We drink more beer, or just about as much beer as wine.
Pero ang pagkakaiba kasi, tayong mga Pinoy o mga Pilipino na lumaki sa Pilipinas, pag sinasabi mong pagkain, kumakain lang tayo, tapos ang kasabay nun ay tubig o di kaya soft drink.
Oo, so, totoo. I remember that.
At nabanggit mo nga na may isang pag-aaral kung paano na introduce ang pagkain kasabay ng inom, which is sa kultura natin ay pulutan. Lamang. Pika-pika, hindi
pika-pika.
Ba?
Pika-pika. The with food occasion. So we actually, my business, actually looked into this in terms of understanding why Pinoys or Filipinos in the Philippines generally don't have liquid or beverage during a meal. Like it was actually shown that you have water before, then you eat, or you have a drink afterwards. And that's actually a cultural norm for Filipinos. And the beer guys in the 60s and the 70s worked really hard to sort of really make pulutan more acceptable. So it was happening, but definitely it's an interest for them. Or to flip it from the Australian perspective, it's very normal here in Australia if you grow up to have a drink, whether that's wine or a beer, with your food.
With your dinner or your lunch.
Dinner or lunch, sometimes breakfast, if you're on a wedding or a hen's night or something like that. But yeah.
Pero sa atin, hindi ba? Bakit kaya? Ano yung napag-alaman mo dun sa ginawa ninyong pag-aaral?
We're looking at food occasions. And so, if you think of drinking as an occasion, why would someone want to drink? Unfortunately, sometimes people drink to forget. Sometimes people drink to celebrate. Sometimes people give a gift of a drink. And the with food occasion is also, for me, I don't drink as much as I used to, and my drinking reasons have changed. So for us, it was quite important to understand between male, female, older and younger, richer or poorer, why people drink and for what reasons. And so for the positive and good reasons, we wanted to try and encourage that. And with food is a great reason to explore, because when you have a great wine or a beer and a great Filipino dish and they come together, that's obviously called a match. Mm. And so it takes you somewhere where it's much more pleasurable than if it was on its own. So kind of like having sinigang with a citrusy linear Chardonnay, yum, super yummy, right? And then similar with beer, like if you have like a mango honey kind of beer from the Philippines with chicken in a sal.
Perfect.
Wow, perfect. It is a perfect match. And so we were really interested in understanding some of the barriers of why that isn't. And it was just concluded that it was kind of like a cultural norm, like a mental model of understanding of that's how it is.
Sa pakiwari ko, no? Dahil nung lumaki ako sa Pilipinas, ang ang pag-inom ng alak ay inuugnay sa, yun nga, gaya ng nabanggit mo, mga okasyon.
Mm.
Birthday. Kasal. At sa kabila naman, pagbigo ka sa pag-ibig. So it's either you celebrate or you drown your sorrows.
Correct.
Parang ganon.
Yeah.
Walang gitna. Tulad dito na parang, Biyernes na, gusto ko lang mag-relax. Walang
yes.
ganon.
Yeah, it's fascinating because, look, alcohol is, or beverages, particularly with alcoholic content, is a vice. But it's also a socially accepted norm. And so societies, if you look at the history of drinking, it's embedded in our culture for a release, for all of those moments of happiness or drowning in sorrow. And so I guess it's a tough one.
Parang isa siya sa mga bagay-bagay na mahirap maunawaan, hindi ba?
Yeah, it's like the idea of culture. When you go to somewhere that's quite foreign, and why do they do things that way? It's just how it is. And so just to recognize that difference.
Sa ngayon, itong mga huling taon, naging popular naman yung beer or cerveza na may ibang panlasa. Yung beer ay...
Beer.
So it was just bitter.
Yes.
It just had one taste.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, a lot of people have been experimenting on taste.
Correct, yes.
Is it because naiba rin yung perspektibo ng mga taga-consumo?
Definitely. There's it's definitely a trend. So a trend is not a fad. A fad is something that comes and goes. But in terms of food trends or culinary trends, you only have to look to how Filipino food is making a march onto that global stage. And for the drink side, it's spilling over into beverage. I'm not sure if you've seen how many different drinks, beers, non-alcoholic.
Tsaka meron na rin yung tinatag na mocktails, hindi ba? Nandun
yeah.
yung lasa pero wala dun yung alcohol.
There's a huge movement at the moment called adult beverages, which actually includes no alcohol and low alcohol products. So I drink alcohol, but there's also moments like last night where I don't want to drink because I have things to do. So I want to have an adult beverage that's not a soft drink, but I don't want to have a simple drink. I want a complex drink. And that's sort of part of the reason why craft beverages, craft beers, or flavorful drinks, flavorful beers are starting to come onto the scene because, you know, our palates change. And just because we're being responsible, it doesn't mean we should have something that's tasteless.
So, nitong mga nakaraang taon, simula last year hanggang nitong Ube Festival, mm-hmm. so unti-unting nakikilala yung lutuing Pinoy.
Yes.
At isa sa mga ginagawa mo nga ay ipakilala rin yung inuming Pinoy mm-hmm. o panlasang Pinoy sa Australia.
Yes.
So, ang sayo ay wine. Pero ngayon, may panibago naman na isang paboritong inumin ng mga Pinoy, hindi ba? At pero nilalagyan mo rin na nilalagyan ng panlasang Pinoy.
Oo.
Parang hindi ko naisip yung mangga sa beer, di ba?
Oh, yeah. So
may mga ganun na ngayon.
Oo, kasi there's two things happening here. Dalawa. The first one is yung trend that you talked about of flavor or cuisine starting to evolve in drink. And the second one is craft beer. So in Australia, craft beer has been a thing for maybe the last two decades. And it sort of started off, kicked off by the Americans. And Philippines is about 6-8 years behind. And so we've got these great brewers in the Philippines using native ingredients like honey from Baguio or Guimaras mangoes from the island of Guimaras and putting it into their drink, into their beer, and introducing that to Aussies. And their reaction has been amazing, and even also from the Filipinos. So when you see an ube lager, it's actually ube, real ube. Not powder, not color. It's got the taste. It's got the coconut from raw ingredients from the Philippines. Now, there's also this thing about, because it's real craft and it's real raw ingredients, you can really taste it.
At ibig sabihin nito, nag-iiba na rin yung pag-uugali ng mga Pinoy pagdating sa pagkain at pag-inumin.
It is, yeah. It's becoming more complex and they're more appreciative of the craftsmanship. It's definitely changing. And I could cite our own primary research when we're looking at the with food occasion, how it tends to be what we call the younger demographic, and particularly the balikbayans, the ones that have studied, and the business people who come and they bring a little bit of that European, that American, that Australian sort of habits or mindset to say, why don't you should really try this ube lager beer with kari kare, right? Because it works. And so that permission to explore is starting to be taken up. So to be challenged. Not that it was a barrier. It always felt like just this invisible thing that this is Filipino food.
We just didn't know.
Yeah. And so there's that experimentation, adoption is tending to happen with the younger or the more well-traveled Filipinos.
So lumalawak yung perspective.
Getting bigger?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So these changes are brought about Filipinos who have experienced a different kind of table.
Yes.
Okay. Dining experience.
Yes, that's right. And exactly. So when, look, the wine that I'm making for the Philippines, part of my goal is to make it more accessible. That's why it's described in Tagalog.
At saka, yung inumin ng mga ganito, kadalasan, ini-associate siya sa may kaya, mayaman.
Oh, status, yes. Yeah. And we're trying to break that to make good drink, wine or beer, more accessible and to think about pairing it with food. So every bottle you'll find or can will have a food pairing suggestion with Filipino food.
At isa rin sa mga layunin mo ay ipakilala rin ito sa mainstream Australia.
Yeah.
Medyo big ask, ah?
It's a big ask, definitely. And for what we're doing, Aussies love beer, so it's easy. But they don't know Filipino food too well. So by myself and our fellow Filipino food entrepreneurs offering Filipino food and drink, they're actually getting more Aussies coming through the gateway of learning about our flavors and our culture.
Maraming salamat, Sige Bakani.
Maraming salamat. Thank you.
You like, you share. Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.